We're talking about the fact there was a story in the paper on the weekend. Their names were changed, mm-hmm. obviously, to protect the identity of the people concerned. They wanted to adopt, and she didn't pass the BMI.
Right.
They said she was 50 kilos overweight. She lost a lot of that weight.
Mm-hmm.
But should weight be a measurement of whether someone should be suitable to adopt a child? Surely if they've got love to give, then that should be enough. Doesn't love conquer all? Russell, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, look, this is very real. We tried to adopt a boy about 25 years ago. My wife at that time still is 5'10", and she was just on 100 kilos, and they asked her to lose 7 kilos for us to be successful in our endeavours to adopt a child. It's all to do with supposedly... And I say supposedly, it's a bit anal about it, but everything is for the benefit of the child, and what Baz said before is right. It's to do with the health and the perceived health risks of someone being overweight.
Did you agree with that at the time, or did you find it quite confronting when they told you?
It was horrible. I mean, it's a catch-22. My wife at the time was eating because we couldn't have children, so it was a bit of an emotional crutch.
Sure.
And so, yeah, she put on weight. So, yeah, it was very devastating. The whole process is incredibly invasive. They came into our home, they recorded conversations between us, they would put scenarios up to us that were quite confronting that we had to address and talk about and record that and go back and do their findings. Yeah, it is a very, very invasive and horrible process if you don't fit into their criteria.
Russell, did you get one in the end? Did you get a child?
We have two boys, both adopted, one from overseas and one from here in Australia.
Good luck to you, mate.
Both fit, healthy boys.
Well done, Russell. The bottom line is there's a lot of confusion there in regards to what it is that you're actually measuring here. What happens if I adopt and I'm really fully fit and then put on 100 kilos?
Yeah.
Do they take the child off me?
No, I doubt they would.
Renee Carter is the CEO of Adopt Change. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. We're just talking about these issues. Are these a lot of people get knocked back for things like weight?
Oh, look, we were surprised at how many people contacted us to tell us that they had been had their application rejected due to their body mass index being over, which included people who were attending the gym 5 days a week and so had high muscle mass. But it's not the only reason. There's people that are deemed too young, too old, not enough experience with kids. There's a whole range of reasons that seem more like excuses than actual criteria.
So you don't agree with it, Renee?
Look, what I think is that ultimately there are a lot of children that need loving, safe homes for life. And by what's actually happening is children are ending up living in hotels with case managers and bouncing around from foster home to residential care. And so we really need to look at what those criteria are. We, of course, need to make sure that parents are safe and able to provide what a child needs, and health probably comes into that, but not as the absolute measure.
All right. And people that are keen to adopt, can you actually help them?
Yes. So, look, we... provide information on guidance as to depending on which state that you're in and where to go as a starting point. It's one of the biggest barriers to adoption is even knowing where to start. So that is something that we can help with via our website.
Good on you. Adopt Change is what they are. And Renee Carter is the CEO. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much.